Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Ooh, Jess, I just don't know if I believe in our podcasting relationship anymore. So I think I have to go, actually.
Yeah. Does that mean like everyone in the room has to leave? Because like, just because you don't believe in the podcast, that means all your friends don't believe in the podcast
exactly
either.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I actually am taking ownership of the podcast, even though you're the host.
I know, we're both the hosts.
And the podcast is in your name. I will be taking over this podcast on my own and inviting my two other friends to come and podcast with me.
Oh my God, that's so brutal. So hurtful.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's the rules, especially in this 90s sitcom, is what we're doing.
Yeah. We back, baby. We are back with the first two episodes, parts one and two. Show me the love and For Love and Apartments.
Yeah, lots of love. Except there's not a lot of love.
No, there's no love in this, in these two episodes. Gotta say, this is a very funny little commentary. So I think I've told you this before, that like, me and my husband watch this together every Sunday morning. We'll sit down and we'll watch whatever Boy Meets World episodes we're recording about this week. And we started watching this one. And he's like, so I'm just going to hate Corey for the rest of the show, huh? probably.
I actually, our good friend Touchdown Tommy reached out to me, and he was upset with us that we are firmly on the Corey is worse train.
Well, Corey is worse. What do you
he
mean?
He said that once you realize Corey is a character you're supposed to hate and you start enjoy hating on him, then he's fine. So
well, I disagree with that, because I feel like from the beginning of the show, we're supposed to root for him, like he's the main character, and then all of the sudden he becomes unbearable later.
Right. Well, I'm just saying what the people say.
Maybe but we love you, Touchdown Tommy. But
yeah, of course we love Touchdown Tommy. I'm just saying that maybe we need to come at this with a different angle, like a love to hate him type of thing.
I did enjoy hating him for these two episodes, because brutal, absolutely brutal. Although I will say, I also kind of hated Topanga. So
there's a lot to hate. It really is.
So
love
many
is
hateable
really
people.
Love is really dead. That's, I'll tell you who was really bringing the funny this episode.
Who
and
was it?
It's not Eric.
Okay.
It's Sean. I thought that Sean was really funny this episode. The first
episode.
Yeah,
I do think he was funnier. I do, although I will say I love the Eric haircut moment. I don't know why. I loved it. I did love it.
The reverend. So I guess you just lied to you. You're like, oh, that's so silly.
But yeah, we're back. We're covering Boy Meets World. Of course, of course. This is our last season. I can't believe it. We have some really fun guests lined up for you all for this season. Of course, as you all know, we usually do premieres and finales, just the two of us. So that's, of course,
just
what we're doing
the
today.
Two of us.
Yes.
We can make it if we try, Jessica. We don't have to break up the podcast.
We can make it.
That's the moral of this thing. Like, if you can make it, you can make the relationship if you try.
Yeah. Worth noting, not a new theme song this year. Same as last year. So same as last season.
Right. So. Yeah. Did you know my Disney Plus is set to a rating of T14? Who set that?
Wait, like you can only watch T14 and younger? Yeah. What is T14? Teenagers?
I have to be. I'm older than 14, Disney. Why are you blocking my content? It's probably because it's like, excuse me, ma'am. You only watch Boy Meets World, Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, Girl Meets World, and Inside Out. So you must be under 14.
I mean, that's fair. Those are all things that people under 14 would watch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that happened. You can show me the sexy stuff, Disney. I promise.
Should we talk about if people have like their new looks this year? I mean, not too many new looks. We have Corey. Let's start with Corey, obviously our main man here. I think he has like some highlights. I don't exactly know what's going on with his hair, but to me it looks lighter than it usually is.
Yeah, it looks a little lighter and a little shorter.
I don't mind it. How do you feel about this?
He looked very tan, in my opinion.
Okay, yes, I meant to comment on that as well. I also thought he looked very tan.
Very
like, I was
tan.
Like, especially when you sit him, when he's sitting next to Sean, and Sean is super pale. Yeah, he looks super tan.
Ben Savage got some color that summer. Yeah. That's
Do we
what
glow up, glow down? What are your vibes?
Glow up.
Yeah, glow I'd up. Say so. Sean doesn't look totally different. I'd say his hair is slightly shorter than it usually is. He doesn't have so much of the, like, pieciness in the front that he's like swooping back all the time.
Right.
Beyond that, I do think he looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, he looks the same. On. Yeah. The gap in his two front teeth is still there. Remember I was on Gap Watch for a while? Gap yes. Watch. Mind the
I gotta
gap.
Be honest and say that I completely forgot about Gap Watch, but I do remember it now.
I swear to goodness, he did not have a gap in his two front teeth, and then it just appeared one day. It's still there.
I just think he's not okay. There are people in this world that when they smile, like they show you all their teeth, right? Like when I talk, you see all my teeth,
right? You have a large mouth. Would you? Because I didn't like
the way you said it.
Because
the question,
because
by the time it came out of your mouth, you're like, this feels like an insult.
Exactly. Like I didn't mean like that. Like I feel as though like I don't have like a lot of. Nope, I'm not going to bring this up. Moving forward.
What I will say is, no, I'm not insulted by any means, but I would say, like, I talk with all my teeth. Whereas I think someone like Ryder Strong or maybe just Sean, like, when he talks, he doesn't open his mouth a ton.
No.
And so you
never
don't
smiles. What's there to smile about if you're Sean Hunter? Nothing.
There's nothing to smile about.
Never.
So, yeah, so that's the two of them. I guess we'll talk about the characters as they show up on screen. So
fair enough.
There's like, oh, you got Feeny this year? Yeah, of course. You too? Yeah, all of them. Me too.
Yeah, all the classes. I just thought that was so funny. It was just the fact that, we know that Feeny is going to teach every single one of our college courses. And what about it?
I think this is hilarious. It's so meta. It's so ridiculous that you'd have Feeny for all of your classes. But we find out that because last we left off, like Corey and Topanga, like we didn't know. Were they going to get married? We don't know. Topanga's a wreck because her parents are getting divorced. Right. And like that's how we left them. And now come to find out, we have gone the whole summer. We are skipping past the summer. And Corey is saying, I can't believe I made it the whole summer without Topanga. I find this so unbelievable.
I just don't see any universe that Corey would allow for Corey and Topanga not to spend any moment of the summer together. I feel like that would have been earth-shattering for him. Like, I think that he would have flipped the F out about it. And I think that he would have chased after Topanga and gone wherever she went. So I think that it's ridiculous to say they haven't seen each other all summer. And then his perspective on it is so warped as well, because he's like, she's gonna come back, everything's gonna be fine, we're gonna have an amazing school year. And it's like, bro, like, did you even see her once? I would be very concerned.
Yeah, this is all so stupid. He's just like, oh, I made it through the whole summer without her. He's like, I feel bad about her parents splitting up, but don't you think she's taking it a little bit hard? Like, get over it. And then we have Sean saying like, oh, well, Angela's on her way. And, you know, like I asked her to be my girlfriend. She gave me a kiss on the cheek, but obviously that means she's wildly in love with me. And so they're talking about like, oh, these girls, they're going to be wrapped around our fingers. And Topanga comes into the dorm room and Corey just like hugs her like so tightly. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even put her arms around him.
No.
This is pure trash.
He's so excited to see her. And it is pretty cute how excited he is. And she just like could not be bothered. It looks like she's completely just frozen, you know?
Yeah, she looks like in this state of like depression. Like she's not, and I'm not, it's hard for me to say. Like on one hand, I want to be like, really, Topanga? Like your parents are getting divorced. It's been like 3 months. Corey is an asshole normally, but he didn't do anything this time.
No.
Like he shouldn't be in this position. And so let's talk about Topanga's new look. Her hair looks like kind of just like straightened and like layered. I don't think there's like a huge difference in her hair from season to season.
It looks a little blonde to me and normally a little blonder. And I think that normally she has it more blown out. And this was the era where I think we're probably in 2000 by this point. Are we? Yeah. Are we still in 19? Nope. We're still in 1999.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, there was a whole time where people just straighten their hair with a flat iron.
Yeah.
So I think that we're starting to go there. It doesn't have that Topanga volume as it normally does. She has a ton of hair and it's very thick. So it'll always have some volume, but it's not like blown out, you know?
What yeah.
I will say
it looks, and this is not an insult to Danielle Fishel by any means, but it looks a little bit like, I forget what it's called. You're a blonde. You know this more. What is it called when it's like a little bit straw like? Is it brassy or something?
Yeah, it looks a little brassy.
It looks a little brassy, I think.
Yeah.
But she's wearing this like button down shirt and she still has her French manicure and all of that and her little mini skirt. But we find out that her parents officially filed for a divorce this morning, which, okay, to be fair, I guess I can understand her being in a bad mood today because like it is the day. It is D-Day. It is divorce day.
It is D-Day. She just seems so numb and it's just very, it's very hard to watch because Corey is so excited and he thinks that he's getting his life back together. And I think it's just it just shows how this couple does not communicate. Corey should know that Topanga is not in the mind place to talk about marriage. And I think it's because I don't know if they weren't talking in addition to not seeing each other this summer or if Corey's just totally out of the loop or if he's not listening, which is totally possible. But they are on such different pages at this point.
Yeah, because Corey's like, it's so weird to me because literally we're in the reverse position we were in last season where last season it was like Topanga was like time to plan the wedding, let's go, and now we're at Corey wanting to plan the wedding. I was time to get back to planning the wedding. Topanga says I've had like a ton of time to think about this and I don't think I want to get married anymore. Because Corey's like, well, we love each other, and she says, so did my parents. And again, it's so hard for me to speak on this because I don't know what Topanga's going through. Like, I have not myself been through that, so I'll never quite understand it, right? But I just have a hard time with Topanga these couple of episodes because it feels very simple to say, like, oh, if my parents don't love each other, that means love doesn't exist. It's like, no, that means those two people don't love each other anymore. That doesn't mean you and Corey love each other any less. You know?
Yeah. And she's really just throwing like the baby out with the bathwater here. Like she really just does not care for this relationship at all. And you can really see the difference when Angela comes in and how she's smiling and gives her a great big hug and is so happy to see her.
Bullshit.
It's hurtful. And I know like Corey doesn't really talk about his feelings. He's very focused on like, why are we not getting married? Why is this not perfect? And less so, like, I would be genuinely hurt by this situation. Corey did nothing wrong in this in this situation.
In this one situation,
and Topanga is just treating him like crap.
Yeah, and okay, we have to talk about Angela because she comes in the room and glow up of the season.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. And I'm not saying that sounds mean because there was Angela is beautiful always and forever, but I loved her new look. She comes in,
I did too.
All the hair to one side. She has like blonde highlights mixed in. She has like braids, but some of them aren't, like, not everything is braided. I don't really know what it's called, but you know what I mean, like piecemeal braids.
Dreads. I think.
I don't know that they're dreads though, but it doesn't matter. Some of them are blonde, and not only that, she is rocking this banging freaking outfit. She has like the animal print skirt with this like pale yellow top, like a deep V, some layered necklaces. I don't know, something about Angela. And I was like, damn girl, look at you go.
Yeah, she looks like she just got off from a Caribbean vacation, and she looks like she's that bitch.
You are spot on. She does look like she's had a really long time to have a nice vacation. That's what it is.
She looks radiant. That's what it is. She looks very radiant. I think that no wonder Sean is like so lovesick over her because she looks phenomenal.
Yes. And so Corey is just like, you know what? We need to talk about this. She's calling off the wedding, even though we love each other. And Topanga, this is where I got really pissed off, where Topanga's like, I don't want to hear about love anymore. And she puts the word love in quotes. And I do love Corey saying like, what is with love? With like the finger quotes.
And once again, it's so disrespectful to Corey, who did nothing wrong. But yeah, he's so in the dark about this. And they kind of, at the same time, Angela's like, yeah, we should probably talk too. These two women have really come up with this like 5-point plan on how to break these boys' hearts.
So this is where I don't understand what's going on, because Sean is like, hey, Angela, like, did you think about what we talked about? Like, I really want to talk to you about this. And it doesn't make any sense that just because Topanga is like, if love exists, why do people hurt each other? And that's all it takes for Angela to say, like, why do they? Like, here's the thing. If Angela doesn't want to be with Sean, I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't have any issues with that, right? That's her prerogative. She doesn't have to be with Sean.
Of course.
But the fact that seemingly the reason she's unwilling to try is because Topanga's having a mental crisis.
I'll tell you what this is. Before summer, they were on the beach together, and Topanga was talking about this, and Angela was thinking about Sean, and they came to the conclusion, what if we were both single together this year? We can be women amongst town. We can meet new boys. We can go to new parties. We can just hook up. Maybe that's not really what happened, but if this was like a real show with real people, then that would have happened.
Yeah. I also think that part, like the meta thing in my head is like, well, they wanted to include Angela somehow, and the only way realistically they could get like this to make sense is like, and all the girls to end up living together, is to have Angela side with Topanga and be like, no, I don't think love exists either.
Do you think that that's what she was saying, or do you think that she just wanted to not be in a relationship with Sean? Like, she didn't want to be tied down.
I don't know. I think Angela is a pretty straightforward person. So I'm going to say that she's actually feeling this way. And it's just so stupid. Topanga's just like, oh, I love you so much. It's why I can't marry you, because I don't want to hurt you. And Sean is like, Sean can feel Angela like slipping away from him. He's like, she's nuts. She's jealous about your hair. Like, you know, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't listen to your brain. Your brain and your heart are enemies. She's just like, you know what? Topanga makes sense. And I'm like, Angela, she doesn't. Oh God. And poor Sean and Corey are both just devastated. And they like are chasing after the girls. And Sean is just like, you know what? What about Feeny's wedding? He's like, I put my hand on your hand and you pulled it away. And then I did it again. And then you pulled it away. But you liked it. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I love how Angela just rolled her eyes at all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's just like, you know what? I don't want to be friends with you. This is it. You know, we're friends. And Sean says, I don't want that. That's not what I want. The only choices are I can love you or I can hate you. And he's upset because he says to Corey, like, you know what? This is Topanga's fault.
Yep. Starts placing the blame on Topanga.
And then they're fighting between the two of them. And so then they see Jack and Rachel and they're like, great, we can get these people to like tell them about love, right? And I gotta say, props to the show for just having Jack and Rachel split up off camera. I loved this decision.
No big drama. We get to move the ball forward. It doesn't have to be this big old thing. Nobody's really invested in Jack and Rachel. That's mm-hmm. the truth, right? We weren't.
Yeah.
So yeah, break them up off camera. I like the fact that they don't have beef. Like, they're still okay for the most part. They don't want to live together anymore because it's too... it'll be too much.
Awkward.
Like, they don't want to see each other bring home dates, but they're not in a bad place.
Yeah. Can we talk about their transformations from season to season?
Yeah.
So, Jack.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I guess I was going to start with Rachel, but let's start with Jack.
Jack's highlights.
So Jack highlights first of all, a lot.
He's the tannest of all of them.
Super tan. They're really leading hard into the early 2000s heartthrob. I'm thinking like Justin Timberlake. I'm thinking like Lance Bass. Like, I'm thinking boy band. That was the boy band era.
Yeah. I'm totally in agreement with you. And they're also really, really part of why they probably broke up Jack and Rachel is because they really want Jack to be our heartthrob of the show, right?
Yeah.
They've totally leaned away from Eric as any heartthrob potential. And to me, it does look like Jack has gotten pretty buff over
season. Weird because he's buff, but he's still skinny.
Yeah, I think he just really worked on arm day.
He's very lean.
Yeah.
He's just very, very lean.
So very tan, very lean, wearing a lot more jewelry. And his hair is like you said, like very highlighted blonde. Like, he looks like he's trying to be a surfer.
Yes. It's also the surfer era because this was the era of the Puka necklace and the Hollister and the Abercrombie.
Yes, exactly. So then we have Rachel Jack from season to season, glow up, glow down,
glow up.
I'm like a little more like meh.
You think glow down?
I don't think it's a glow down. I think the highlights are a bridge too far for me.
I think it's Topanga.
What about Topanga?
I don't know if we said glow up or glow down, or is this a boys only act?
Topanga, I would say, feels kind of like steady from season to season, maybe a slight glow down. I feel like I liked her hair better last season, but
yeah,
specifically the
hair. I mean, like, she looks
brassy.
The same.
And definitely Angela, I would give Angela a glow up. Rachel's hair is a little bit longer. She's still wearing it short, but it's not as short as it was. And it looks like a deeper red.
Yeah, it's hard for me to really decipher what's different with Rachel's hair, but I do think that I like what I see.
I do too. I think I like it on a little bit longer than the way she used to have it. Not that I had a problem with it, but I just love this look for her. I think specifically the color of her hair goes very well with her skin tone.
Yeah.
I think she just looks, I don't even know. Her skin looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful.
Between Angela and Rachel, they just have such excellent skin.
They do.
It's like blemish free.
I'll tell you why. It's because they're staying out of the sun, unlike Corey and Jack.
That's fair. That's a good point. So they're just like, please tell them all about love. And they're like, yeah, Jack and I broke up. Like, that's it.
Yeah, not a sounding endorsement for love once again.
Yep. So Topanga and Angela both leave. And Corey and Sean, of course, run after them. And so then we, like you said, Rachel is like, you know what? It'd be a little awkward, like, living together in the same apartment because we're not together anymore. And they're like, yeah, I was gonna talk to you about that. And this is when Eric comes in. And I myself was like immediately, like, even before I remembered that he had short hair this season, I was like, that is such a terrible wig.
You were like, this is wiggy.
This very wiggy. Yeah.
Yeah, we're very on point with the wigginess of it always. He has a long wig, longer than we've ever seen. It's clearly probably a female wig. And he kind of makes like a sounding endorsement. He says, or a big announcement, he's like, hello everybody, look at my head. Okay,
this is so silly. He's talking about like drastic measures that had to be taken so that he can like move on in his life. And he's like, do you want to know what he did? And everyone's like, no. And he's like, okay, great, I'll tell you what I did. And he pulls the wig off and he has short hair. I also think like this is a bit of a failed reveal because of the wig, it like smooshes down his hair a little bit. And so ruins the reveal.
Yeah, I really don't like this hair. I think that it's too short. I miss the longer hair. I think it's too short for him.
I think if he had gone closer to what Sean has in terms of length, I do think that works a little bit better. I don't mind it in episode two because it's not so smooshed down as it is here. But it also
probably grew out a little bit, right?
That's fair. Also, very highlighted, very blonde.
Very highlighted, but I don't mind it as much. Also very tan. Wearing a choker necklace.
So tight, like to the point where I was like, oh my God, I would be like gagging if I was wearing that.
He probably was. He was like, it's so tight.
Yeah. So he says, I had like a religious experience. I had a deep, meaningful, life-altering metamorphosis. I also got a bikini wax.
Good for him.
And so, yeah, so he realized that what was important to me last week doesn't mean a thing to me today. So it's a new Eric, a new smarter Eric. And he says, they're like, what are you going to do when your hair grows back? He's like, I'm not going to grow it back. I got my receipt.
He has to know how hair grows, right? So he has to know.
They really, really dumb him down.
But is he funny? Yes.
Yeah, he's so funny. Not every bit. Yeah, not every Eric bit works for me. This one was fine. So then we're with Corey and Topanga outside. And they're trying to, like, Corey's trying to, again, talk sense into Topanga. Feeny walks by. And Corey's like, yes, great. All-knowing Feeny, wise Feeny, talk sense into Topanga, please. And he's like, oh, man, like, are you okay? And he says, she called off the wedding is how terrific she is. And Feeny, the smartest man alive, is like, this is none of my business.
He's like, please let me get out of here.
And Corey flips the F out. He's just like, you've been butting into my life. The 19 years of butting, baby. Now when I actually need butting, why you don't butt?
Well, I really do love how self-referential it is because Feeny's always up on the long cons, the Feeny cons. Remember, we loved those
good old days of the Feeny cons.
But now he's like married. He has a simpler life. He doesn't live right next door to Eric and Corey anymore. He's like, I'm ready to step out. I'm going to retire the Feeny con in this moment.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I just think Feeny is so smart because like, he's like, back off, like, get out of my face. But I think that like Feeny is so wonderful as a character because while he does say like, get out of my face, he also does turn to Topanga and says like, do you want to talk about this? Like, we could totally talk about this. And Topanga says like, I don't want to end up divorced like my parents. And I love that Feeny acknowledges, and I think it's something that, like, I don't know if Corey has because, again, we haven't seen the past couple of months with him. Mm-hmm. But I do love that Feeny does say to Topanga, like, you know what? Divorce is really devastating. And, like, I think that the acknowledgement of that, I don't know if Corey has said anything like that, but I do think the acknowledgement of, like, this must be really hard for you is a thing that people should do if they're not, you know?
Yeah. I think that it's all about when you have somebody like this in your life that's going through something, people just want acknowledgement that they want validation that is actually hard. Yeah. And that's what Feeny was able to do in that moment. And that's not what Corey's been able to do thus far. Mm-hmm. He is taking the fix it approach, which is not always helpful when people are going through something traumatic.
Yeah, definitely. And especially because I think Topanga is using a bit of Corey's past like actions against him here because he says like, we love each other too much to ever get divorced. And Topanga says, Corey thinks everything can magically be solved with love. And she does the air quotes again. And he says, how about I bite off those fingers?
Yeah, I mean, the air quotes are getting aggressive.
They are. And like, I mean, I can't blame Topanga again. I think she's like going a little far here, but I can't blame her for having a little bit of doubt about Corey because he really is the rainbows and sunshine guy. Like, he really is the Topanga, it's me and you against the world. Our love can triumph through anything and everything. He is the guy who doesn't like to see reality all the time, right? I'm thinking back to his little brother's birth and like how he handled that. Whereas Topanga is a little bit more of a realist. And this is something that has completely shattered her worldview. And he just doesn't understand that at the moment.
No, no. And I also think, like, talking about mental health, I think that Topanga is a little bit more prone to getting into funks. And I think Corey is probably not. I think that he's like an anxious kid in the sense of like overstimulation and like there's a lot going on and he like feels like he has to like really step it up. But I think that like Topanga really is much more sensitive in a way than Corey is. And I don't know if Corey's able to understand what she's going through and like what she's saying and how it's affecting her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there with you. I think he just like, he just thinks everything's always going to be okay. And like, he doesn't really take that next step to like, be like, but how are you feeling about it? Like, what can I do to help? You know, yeah. Or like, let me give you your space if that's what you need. He doesn't understand how to do that. He literally says,
I don't care about other people. I just care about what's going on between us.
Exactly. Because she says like, well, a lot of marriages end in divorce, especially when you're as young as we are. And yeah, so Feeny says, I've always known you to be a practical thinker. Feeny's advice, always so solid. He says, like, I know you're going through something really hard and it's affecting you, but this has to be about you and Corey and no one else. And like, to me, that is like the perfect bit of advice that you could give to Topanga right now. Like, not an I'm telling you what to do, but don't use your parents as a reason you and Corey shouldn't get married. Like, think about how strong your relationship is and if you truly want to marry each other.
Right. Or shocking thought, maybe have a longer engagement than 8 months.
This is so stupid to me that like this is. Yeah, exactly. Like I never understand what the rush is besides like we've always talked about like getting it on. Right. Like having sex. Like that seems to be the rush. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And yeah, he's just like, you know what? It's about you. It's about you and Corey. And so, yeah Corey is like, imagine, on board with me.
I'm sorry, but yeah, totally. Just imagine the thought of how much pressure we'll get off of their relationship if they temporarily took marriage off the table.
Yeah. Let's just be like engaged. Let's just engaged. Be engaged and like, let it simmer. You don't have to decide this right this second. Exactly. And you don't have to break up. Like, it's silly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so Corey's all excited because he thinks that fixed everything. He's like, great, Feeny, we got her. We're good. Mm-hmm. And I love Eric coming outside and be like, Feeny! And Eric does like an Eric call back at him.
Yeah, Feeny's like, Eric!
Yeah, and he's like, no, it's me. It's Eric.
Because he thinks that his haircut is so different that no one's going to recognize him.
I did love this. I know it's stupid and like Eric is being dumb, but I also did love this. And I love how he's like, this is the smarter Eric now. And then he says, is your head cold? My head is like really cold.
I never really thought about how men's heads must be so cold with less hair. I mean, we're hot. I have a hot head.
I think the only thing that would really matter is like in the winter, if you like don't have a hat on, because we could get away without a hat. Yeah,
but also I think it's like the difference between having long hair and then cutting it short. Like, I think that your head probably would be cold.
I've had a pixie cut before.
No, you shut the fuck up. Really?
I'm pretty sure I've sent you a picture of it.
I need to see this again.
Okay.
Where's Will? Is he textable? Ask him if his head is cold.
Okay, hold on 1 second. You keep talking about the episode. I'm gonna shout to him and see if he can tell
me. So what we have here is Feeny. He's like, was my head cold? And then basically we learn that that Eric has been sleeping in Feeny's car, and Thursday is spaghetti night. Shocking revelation.
Yeah. So I have an update. I asked my husband, does your head ever get cold because you have short hair? He says, kind of. So
that sounds like a very Will answer.
It is. The so least amount non-committal. Of
the most non-committal answer in the galaxy. The yes, only thing that of. Will has ever committed to is you. Besides that, everything is non-committal.
He is a Libra. What he's more? Like, yeah, like it's kind of cold. It's like,
okay.
Okay. I'm sending you a photo as we speak, in Discord, of me with short hair.
All right. Let's take a look about this pixie cut. I don't remember you talking about pixie. shut the fuck up. I've never seen this before in my life. You actually okay. look adorable. And I think it's like, it's so hard for somebody to pull off a pixie cut, but you pull it off. You
well, especially because so I have a very, very round face yes. and like very big cheeks and like,
yes.
yeah, I don't have a slim face. And usually, and anybody can have any haircut they want. So this is like stupid, but like a lot of people that you see with pixie cuts have very like slim faces that like the Tinkerbell look, yeah. you know?
No, you look freaking adorable, Jessica.
Yeah, I didn't last. I grew, not because.
How old were you when you had this? This is in your current house.
No, this is not my current house. No. Oh, okay. No, I had, this hairstyle or, years ago, but I was in my mid 20s when I had it.
And then what made you say, hello, I'm going to get pixie cut?
I'd always wanted to try it.
Your hair looks darker too.
I don't think it was dyed at that point. I don't think it was dyed. It may have been like a cherry coke color, but the reason I grew it out was because the person who cut my hair short did not tell me how to style it, and so I found it harder to style shorter hair than it was to have longer hair for me personally, because it was a lot of work. Like, short hair is a lot of maintenance because you can't just like wake up and walk outside, you know? You gotta like do stuff to it. This is not everybody, but like if you want your hair to look styled,
right,
you have to do stuff with it. So I grew it out not that long after because I was just like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm going to grow my hair.
But how long did it take you to have it grow out?
My hair grows pretty fast. It didn't take super long.
A year?
Yeah. I mean, I had it. Obviously, you have the really awkward phase, right, where you're like, yeah, you're growing it out. Yeah. So it took probably, it took probably a year to get to like, you know, a decent length.
I think would look like Lord Farquaad. With short hair.
Only if you got a Lord Farquaad haircut.
No, I don't think I would look. I have a long face to your short round face. So
I don't think you would like it on yourself, though. Not that it wouldn't look good, but
it would look like shit. This is a terrible idea.
So don't do it.
I'm literally not.
You're like, I want to do it, but I'm not gonna do it. I've had almost every length of hair in my life. I just like trying things. Like, I don't, you know.
So adventurous, the exact opposite of me, who
with
change.
With hair, I don't care because I'm like, it will grow. Like, what do I care?
Yeah, short hair, don't care. Long hair, don't care. Medium hair, don't care.
I'm very much of the philosophy of like, if you want to chop 4 inches off your hair, if you want to chop 8 inches off your hair, you go for it.
I don't let you, but you do it anyway.
I do it. Yeah, I love my hair when it's like above my shoulders because it's too much. Anyway.
Jessica, would you let me sleep in your car and eat spaghetti in there? Okay, but I wouldn't want to because you have a long-haired dog, but still.
You could eat spaghetti in my car simply because I have like, it's leather-like, so I could wipe it off.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous. Like, the Thursday spaghetti night in Feeny's car is both hilarious and ridiculous. But we find out from Eric, like, oh, I'm moving back in with Jack and Rachel because they broke up again. So everything's going to be great. And I do love Feeny saying like, I like spaghetti too, you know.
You could be inviting me to spaghetti night, sir.
This is so funny. I think we've reached a progression of Feeny where he's like in on the bits now. Like, he actually wants to be included.
He loves Eric. I think he sees Eric like the son that he never had.
100%
never wanted, because Eric is a terrible son for Feeny.
Yeah, because Eric is a lot. And then we have the other storyline here, because we are going to go back to the Matthews house because we still have Morgan, even though we've all forgotten her.
Who?
Morgan is now old enough. She's going on a date. She's 13 years old. And we get more misogynist Alan in this episode,
and it's a very non-funny bit throughout that Amy has called him a pig repeatedly over and over and over again, but that's the long and the short of it, is that he doesn't like the fact that Morgan is going out on a date. He doesn't like the fact that Morgan is wearing short shorts or a crop top, but he would never tell his sons any of this, and he wouldn't tell his sons that he can't date a girl at 13.
Yeah, this is bullshit. Like, this is like the entire storyline, and Amy is being wonderful, beautiful human being. Morgan is like, and this is so stupid because she's in the 7th grade and the guy she's going out with is in the 8th grade. There is nothing wrong with this, but Alan is like having such a hard time with this again because of misogyny. And so she is dressed in shorts and a a normal shirt, like a pink
and,
shirt.
Yeah, the short shirt was very fine. It was just a hot pink shirt. I don't think that the shorts would have passed the fingertip test. They were a little short, but not like there's no cheek to be seen.
No, there's no ass hanging out. And you're right. They do not pass the fingertip test, which was like if you went to school around the same time we did, like you couldn't wear shorts that were shorter than where your fingers landed on your legs.
Yeah. A sad day for kids with long arms.
Exactly. Exactly. Or short torsos.
Yeah.
But yeah, that honestly, the whole thing, that rule to me also is stupid. And I'm sure they still have it in schools, but I think it's so dumb because you're basically punishing only girls ever. You never hear about these rules for boys. Yeah. You're punishing girls for, I don't know, having bodies. Oh my God.
Okay. The only thing is like, I don't think that kids should be showing like butt cheek. Like I've seen some really short shorts.
Yes. I think that certain body parts should be covered, right? Cover the boobs, cover the vagine, cover the booty. Beyond that,
clavicles are fine. Free the clavicle.
Free the clavicle. Free the belly button. Who gives a shit about a crop top?
The two finger strap rule.
That is such bullshit.
Do we even care about a skinny strap?
What the fuck does a skinny strap matter? We couldn't do the skinny strap and we couldn't do strapless. And I need to know, what is so attractive about a shoulder? You tell me.
What's the difference between seeing 2 inches of like what's the difference between hiding 2 inches of shoulder and like a half an inch of shoulder?
Nothing.
You still can imagine a shoulder.
That's a sexy shoulder. Ooh. Like it's
would you even be able to wear the shirt that you're wearing now? Like how many fingers is that?
Oh, this 3? One is actually, I think this one's fine. Yeah, it's 3. The reason my
but then what's the difference? Because like what? Like if you see like a little bit more shoulder, who the heck cares?
Exactly. And listen, we're basically here to say fuck the patriarchy. That is what we are here to say, because this is misogyny at its fucking finest. And so Alan calls them hot pants. And so he makes her go change. Pants. And obviously Amy just calls him out on his hypocrisy throughout all of this. Yeah. She calls him a pig. Yeah. Then we're back with Corey and Sean, and they're both just depressed. Sean is just like, everything sucks. Nothing's going to be the way it is.
Yeah, join the club, Sean.
And Corey's like, you know what, though? Feeny fixed it. Don't you worry. Topanga's going to go realize how much she loves me. She's going to tell Angela, and then Angela's going to come over here and huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy. Everything's back to normal.
Yeah, no touchy.
No touchy.
Wait, I don't love. It's like these boys have been at school for what? Probably a week now. They have refused to unpack because they are so focused on their girl.
I thought this was all the same day. They're still wearing the same outfits.
Oh. It feels like a week. It feels like 5 weeks. Fair.
Yeah. So they yes. The girls come back in and they're like, you know what, Corey, you were right to make me think about this. And Angela's been thinking too. Corey's like, you know what? You should say this in front of them, which Corey, you should know better by now. But Topanga says, I don't think I can be with you anymore. And I'm just like,
breakup?
What are we doing here? Why are we doing this? In the final season of Boy Meets World, why are we doing this?
He's literally like a Labrador. Like, why would you break up with him? He's obsessed with you. That is not why you shouldn't break up with him. But basically, like, he did nothing wrong one particular moment. And all the other moments, he did tons of shit wrong.
And the reason she says is it has to be over because it's too painful to think about her and him ending up like her parents. But, like, isn't it more painful for you to think about not being with him at all?
That, and it's like, what? So you were going to never date anybody ever again because your parents divorced? Like, one in two families divorced. What is it? 50% of the population gets divorced?
Yeah, 50%. Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's getting divorced. And, you and I, we actually did talk a lot about this in Dawson's Creek when another couple was going through a divorce. And we really, your parents are still together. My mom's a widow, so I don't think that they would currently still be together, but we can't really relate to it. But what I can say is it's hard to think that a grown adult above 18 would haphazard their own lives this much.
Yeah.
Based off of divorce of your parents.
That, and like, I will say, and I don't know if this is like a hot take or a controversial thing to say, but like, I don't think divorce should always be looked at as like a failure. You know what I mean? Like, well, just I
think
because
that's a great point, but I think that people come from divorce equaling failure. But that's a phenomenal point, because
it's just like, just because something ends doesn't necessarily mean that it was all bad, right? Obviously, like, you have children that are, you know, come out of a marriage, and you have happy times too. Like, people don't always get divorced because they hate each other. They could grow out of each other. They could fall out of love. Like, there are so many reasons people can get divorced. And I don't necessarily think, like, it's like relationships. Like, if you just take out the marriage aspect of it, like, not all relationships end and it's like this awful catastrophe. Some of them, it's just like you grew out of each other, or you were just supposed to be together for that little bit of time and you learn from each other, right? Like, relationships teach you things without necessarily always ending wonderfully. I just think, like, I know it's different for Topanga, like, these are her parents and it's very fresh, but it's just like, it doesn't always have to be this huge traumatic thing either.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you're making some excellent points.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the girls leave, and Corey's just like, you know what? They love us. You know what? They're going to see us every day. They're going to realize we're super important. So we have to be up their asses all the time.
I love the dramaticness of Sean. He's like, another year come and gone.
Another, he's always so dramatic.
So yeah, so dramatic. And I love Corey's line. It's like, it's going to be okay. Like, it's not like you lost a year of crops. Like,
yes. So then Eric and Jack are getting ready to, like, move Eric back in, and we find out Eric still has the key in case he wanted revenge, which I love. Jack's like, Rachel's gonna be so thrilled that you're moved in. And so there's a ton of books in the apartment. They're like, what the heck are all these doing here? Turns out Rachel had invited Topanga and Angela to move in because there was a bit of a miscommunication here. I really think there should have been a bigger conversation about who was gonna be the one moving out, you know?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think that, number one, we had to remember that it was Sean, Eric, and Jack who rented the apartment in the first place. That is probably who the lease is under. They invited Rachel when she got kicked out of her boyfriend's apartment. There is no evidence that Rachel is on this lease at all. Maybe by the second year. I don't understand how Rachel misunderstood that they were going to give her the apartment. I think that's pretty unique. Yeah, that's what I think. I think that it's just wild that Rachel made that assumption. And why did she do it? Because she was like, they discussed, oh yeah, well, we shouldn't live together and whatever.
Yeah, it makes no sense that Jack would be the one to move out under any circumstance. He was there first and his name is on the lease. Why Rachel would be living there, I don't know. So we're back to Alan being a pig. Alan and Amy are still talking about Morgan, like, going out on a date. And Corey barges in, and of course he has to make his drama the most important drama. And he's just like, Topanga moved out. She packed her things and moved out. And freaking Alan is like, oh, I didn't know she was living with you. Smooth. And it's like, Alan, you're gross. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't going to live together, right?
No, I think they had talked about it, but I don't
understand. Why did Topanga and Angela not want to be, like, down the hallway from Corey and Sean?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Yeah. So yeah, then Morgan comes downstairs, and I will say, what did she call this? The tankini?
She calls it a tankini, which I've only ever heard as, like, for a bathing suit. Yeah. Right. This to me looks like a crop top.
Yeah. A very short crop top.
It is basically like a bralette. Yeah.
Okay. I will say that this is a little scandy.
It is. But I just don't see how it's any different than a bathing suit.
I mean, no, it's not different, but I mean, is it really appropriate for a date? Like, you're a seventh grader, you're wearing this out to a date. I don't know. I think this would get the red flag for me.
Listen, if we tried to wear these things out on dates when we were 13, 0% chance our dads would let us, right?
Right.
But from a 2022 perspective, I am trying to like right my brain from the wrongs that we have just experienced with society. And I got to say, if you're comfortable with letting your daughter go to like a water park in a bikini or go to the beach in a bikini, I don't see how this is any different. In fact, it's more covered up than a bikini would be. So I frankly don't see the big deal. Would I wear this? No. But if you got the goods, flaunt them, you know, like what if her belly button is showing, you know,
it's not the belly button, Jess. It's the fact that it's nearly a bralette. It's a bralette. I think I need 2 more inches of fabric on the bottom of the tankini and she's good to go. I don't care if midriff is showing, but like her whole entire torso is showing.
Yeah.
I think it's a little much.
Alan hates this. He's just like, what? That's a bra. That's a bra. Upstairs now.
I love how he asked Corey if that's a bra. And Corey's like, I would not know.
Yeah, she says it's a tank. And so I love when her date comes in and he's like, wow, a bra. And Alan says, it's a tankeray.
It's a tankeray.
Tankeray.
I like the upgrade to the tankeray.
Yeah. And Amy's like, this is Morgan's first date, and she's just like, I didn't want him to know that. But it's all very cute because Dominic is like, oh, this is my first date too, which I really thought was very sweet of him to say.
Yeah.
To like,
even if it wasn't true,
awkward.
That's the right thing to say.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Corey's having an existential crisis
because
of,
the kids
like,
can
fools.
Work it out and he can't.
He can't deal. Everything is always about Corey, even when it's not. It's so stupid. And so Morgan and her date leave, and it's very
sweet. Hand in hand.
Yeah. Corey's losing his mind. And so, so then we get the misunderstanding of like, I thought you were moving out. I thought you were moving out. And so Rachel had already asked the girls to move in. And Eric is just like, I don't want to sleep on Feeny's car anymore. The beaded seat cushion hurts my tushy.
But all the girls had to do is like flash their lashes at them, and they agreed that they would move out. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I love when we see Eric almost like chasing his tail like a dog, like looking at his butt, and then suddenly they're standing outside the apartment.
Yeah. Is this before or after the whole Friends trivia where they switched apartments?
So this
is 99, as we talked about earlier. It just felt very reminiscent of
very close to that. It's very, very close to that. Because Friends started in, 2005? And that whole moving in, moving out saga probably happened in season 4-ish.
You said 1995.
I believe, yeah.
So I would say I was as irate about this apartment situation as I was about that apartment situation.
I'm sorry, say the year this was 99?
Correct.
That one was 98. So Friends happened slightly
all sooner. Right. So Boy Meets World did a little bit of a copycat.
A little bit of a copy.
Yeah.
Yep. So Morgan's on her date and Alan is being a dick again. So they're fighting, and Corey's just like, what are you fighting about? And he's like, I don't know. I never know. And Amy says, we're fighting because your father and I had all these children and he doesn't get to keep them because they grow up.
Yeah. Really getting to the bare bones of what this issue is about, aren't they?
Yeah.
We like really chiseled out the subtext here.
And then Amy's like, well, we still have another one. And she's like, it's a brand new one. And Alan's like, well, I'm still the boss, right? She's like, yeah. It's like, all right, fine.
Yeah, we know that baby Joshua like literally got to rage against the world. Like he started dating freaking Maya at like 18. They did a shitty job with baby Joshua.
Yes.
They're like hitting on that kid is hitting on Corey's kid's friend.
Ew.
Like, come on. It's true.
Ew.
It's true.
That's weird. So Corey extrapolates that, this was just a fight, but you're still in love, and underneath everything, you love each other.
And
you
Sean is still thrown on his bed, no sheets on the bed, in full drama.
Yeah, I'm sorry. His dirty ass shoes are also on the bed, and he has like his hand on his head, like, whoa, it's me.
I really love Sean this episode because he is the drama, but in like funny way, not in his normal, like, I'm going through very big trauma way.
I like to imagine that he hasn't moved since Corey left hours ago.
He's just like, what am I going to do? Yeah. What am I going to do?
And so, yeah, so Corey's brilliant idea is, listen, it's not that her parents are adults and have decided that they would like to, you know, dissolve their marriage. No, it's they've forgotten that they're in love and we just need to remind them. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Horrible, despicable brilliant idea. This is terrible. So, yeah.
He's an idiot. He's a now moron.
Now the plan is that they're going to go to Pittsburgh and try to rekindle the love.
Yeah. This is so freaking stupid. I cannot even. I just can't. It's so dumb. But I do love this little end, like, scene here where we get Feeny getting into his car and Eric and Jack eating spaghetti and garlic bread.
Yeah. And they literally spoon feed spaghetti or chicken or whatever
it was. A meatball.
It's
a meatball.
Oh, it's a meatball.
It's a 3 week old meatball that has a hair in it.
Disgusting.
And Feeny looks disturbed.
No, I'm kind of anti meatball.
I love meatballs.
I don't like the meatball.
I love it. Yeah. That was that episode. Yeah. And then let's dive into part two after we get back from a quick ad break. We will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into the second episode of our two-part premiere for Love and Apartments. We get the scenario, right? Like, okay, we're gonna put Topanga's parents back together. Brilliant, wonderful plan.
Yeah, and Sean is just trying to reason against him, and then Corey's just basically like, if we can't do it, nobody can do it.
This is so stupid,
so bad. Yeah, I love Sean's line over there. He's like, I don't want to go to Pittsburgh. It's cold. It's flu season. There's a lot of steel over there.
This is so stupid.
He's like, I don't want to.
Yeah. And this is when, like, Topanga and Angela come over. They're like, oh, we're just getting our stuff. We're in the apartment now. Like, you know, whatever. And Topanga says, the only relationship I believed in more than ours is dead. It's just like, oh my God. And Corey is being the worst. Like, turn that frown upside down. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Why are you being so somber? That's what he says to her. You know who's looking good? Angela. She looks hot in this scene. Go away, Corey. Exactly. I mean, not Corey. Topanga. Everybody. Everybody go away.
Everybody go away. Yeah. Corey is being the worst. He's like, I'm going to fix all of you. Goodbye, mopey. And it's just like, okay. Like, stop it. Is it Angela that calls him an insensitive jerk? No, Topanga does. Sorry. Topanga says he's an insensitive jerk. So Angela says, I can't be in a relationship right now. And Sean says, great. If you leave, then I'm going to forget you ever existed. And it's just like, this isn't the move, Sean. Like, she's not going to respect you if you're acting like an immature idiot. Like, all you need to say is like, okay, take your space. Like, I'll be here if you want to talk. But he can't do that because Corey has taught him that the immature way is the only way.
Yeah. I mean, Sean had so much potential if only he just had a different best friend.
Truly. So then we have Jack and Eric sitting in the girls' dorm room, which I'm like, this feels weird. The size of this Backstreet Boys poster is
huge.
Fucking insane.
I love it, though. I wish I had it. It's larger than the door.
It has to be like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, life size. I love this Backstreet Boys poster, though.
It was wild. And then there's like, also, can I just point out something else they stole from Friends?
Yeah.
Joey famously has this stuffed animal penguin.
Yes.
It is in the background of this scene.
It's the same penguin?
Same exact penguin. I would recognize that shit anywhere. Yeah.
What is this? Is this just a spinoff? Or not a spinoff? Like,
do they share the same props department or something?
Oh, there is bras all over the same pantyhose. These girls are very messy.
Pink. Everything is pink in this room.
This dorm room. And remember how it was just like, the boys have had no time to pack. The girls have exploded all over this room.
It also makes no sense because it seemed like as soon as they got to college, they were like, okay, never mind. We're not going to stay in this dorm. But it's
we're going to unpack everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they kind of do a little bit of exploring. They find some nail polish. Once again, I think it's a really funny line where Eric is like, first my hand, then my feet.
Yes. First me hands, then me feet. I also love when Jack says BSB rocks.
BSB does rock. I'm a big fan. Who's the hot one?
So for me, hold on, let me remember. I always love Brian. Well, because I was trying to remember who was my favorite from Backstreet Boys and NSYNC at the same time.
No.
So Backstreet Boys, I always love Brian. And yeah, NSYNC, I loved Jay-Z, Shazay.
Yeah, Brian's the one that had the heart condition. And we were all really concerned and really like worried for him.
And he was like, he had one of the lines in one of the songs and it was like really high pitched. And I was like, oh my God, he's so talented.
Yeah. Brian was a cutie. Nick, of course, was the huge heartthrob.
Nick was the one everyone loved.
Yeah, we got Howie. Howie was like always like the whatever.
No one loved Kevin.
Nobody loved Kevin. We're forgetting one. Who were you forgetting? AJ. AJ was like, if you loved AJ, then like he was the bad boys. So you liked bad boys.
That's fair. What about NSYNC? Who was your guy with NSYNC?
Obviously Justin Timberlake.
Ugh, of course you were a Lee guy, bitch.
But it was more so his curly hair. I really liked his curly hair.
You loved his ramen hair.
Well, no. I loved curly hair. Everybody knows that I love curly hair.
So we had Justin Timberlake, JC Shazay, Chris Kirkpatrick. You're
cheating. You're looking it up right now. You need to remember from memory.
Sorry. Okay, I won't look. Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
And we're missing one now.
Lance Bass.
Oh, duh.
That's the easy one. Who famously dated Daniel Fishel. They went to prom together.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was.
So then they're like, you know what? We need to get our apartment.
We need to get it back. Jack looks so good in a simple gray t-shirt.
I think it looks good on him. I think it's a good look. And he has like he looks like a model because he has like black pants, a black shirt, and then the gray shirt on top of it. Like it's very like, what is it called? Neutrals, like all neutrals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they're like, we need to get a place for ourselves. So they go find Feeny at the cafe, of course.
We have to strategize with Feeny on how to get the apartment back.
He says they're really bullies. Like they stole our apartment.
The girls are bullies. They call them gorillas because
they don't want to say girls.
They don't want to say girls.
So embarrassed.
Yeah. They're too embarrassed that the girls are bullies.
Yeah.
So Feeny gives some solid advice. He's like, you shouldn't put up with that. Like, you know, you shouldn't. You should fight for what you want.
Yeah, bullies will back down.
Yeah, the bullies will back down, even if they're girls or gorillas or whatever.
Yeah. So he's like, you're the laughing stock of the college right now. And everybody is just like laughing. And Eric thinks everyone's laughing at Jack. And so like, he like falls out of his chair laughing.
And the entire audience is dying over it because they love physical comedy.
I didn't find this fall very funny. Like, I
do
don't
find falls funny because I am not a fall person that finds falls funny.
No, I'm not a physical comedy person. And also I felt like the fall itself looked extremely staged.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course it was. Some people love it when people fall.
No, not me. I'm not a physical comedy bitch.
Me too.
We're in Pittsburgh now.
So much steel.
I was so pissed off about this when I watched it. More fucking recasting of Jedediah.
But they're so much better than round two.
Yes. Okay. That's fair. I still think the first guy was the best version of
110%.
This guy feels a little bit too like corporate. Posh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corporate. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He has very dark hair, which again is fine, whatever. But he's wearing like a button down shirt and like dress pants. Like it just feels like he's very put together.
Yeah. Not the old Jedediah that we knew. Yeah. Also, what do you think of Corey knowing that they still love each other? Because once he saw her, saw him grab Topanga's mom's butt and say, "Auga."
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing I've ever
heard. It was pretty stupid. Yeah.
Like, okay, what, I mean, I don't know. What is proof to you that two people love each other? Like, it's certainly not this.
I think that, I think in the simplest form, you can see that two people love each other with how they look at one another.
Yeah. I think that's partly it. I also think it's hard to
body language.
Yeah. I think body language is probably the biggest signifier. And also just like, showing like care, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, in different ways. It doesn't have to necessarily be one, yeah, way, but
like I always know when guys really love their girl in particular when they do like the hand on the back, like guiding, mm-hmm, them. I really like that. I don't know, like, you're less of a traditionalist than I am, maybe that doesn't signify love to you, but
I don't
really
think it would like
that
bother me. Is it, you know, it's,
I love it. Like, I just think that it's like a guiding type of thing, mm-hmm, or like when you're in the car and the guy's driving and they slam on their brakes a little too much and they do like the arm out.
Oh, okay.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Oh, I guess Will's a good driver.
No. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's not a bad driver. He grew up driving closer to the city. So he is more of like a city driver, which means, yeah, he's a little bit like a touch harsh on the brakes more than I am. Yeah. But I also am just someone who gets really motion sickness very easily. So I think I'm just very sensitive to it as well. So yeah, I don't necessarily think he's like a bad driver. I think I'm like an overly, yeah, sensitive passenger.
But he's not reaching his arm over to protect you.
No, but okay, well, there's never been like a situation that I can think of.
I mean,
of
how does Will show you that he loves you? Acts of service.
Yeah, he's a very caring person. Yeah. He's also very like he'll rub your back type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so they're like, they're looking at his new place. You know, he has like dirty dishes and he has wrinkled shirts and his place
is a mess. He's a mess. Dirty, yeah, man.
Yeah. So it's just like Corey's just like, you know what? I believe in love. You've forgotten. You just need to be reminded. And Jedediah is just like, well, you're really confident. And he's like, you know what? I miss Topanga. It's, you know what? We got to save this. We got to fix this. And we find out that Jedediah hated Sean.
Which is really weird because they're making it seem like we knew that Jedediah hated Sean, but like we never heard this before.
Because Sean never hung out with Topanga. Do you not remember? Again, this is them rewriting history. We talked about this. We're like, Sean and Topanga were never friends for the longest time.
Right. Yeah. But they're like, we've been friends, best friends, the three of us since the beginning.
Although I do love Jedediah playing this little prank on Corey where he says that he caught Topanga and Sean making out in his basement.
Yes.
And that never actually happened.
Corey flips out and he's like, just joking. He's like, I didn't like you because I thought you would be the guy that was in the basement with Topanga, but it turned out to be Corey. Joke's on me.
Yeah. And then Corey said, of course, Corey has to make a comment like, I didn't get nothing in that basement. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, Corey.
Yeah. I mean, Jedediah is literally living off of like oatmeal pies and spaghetti goes. God save this man.
Yeah. But Corey says, you know what? You need to see your wife again. Please just see her again. And he's like, don't you owe her that much? And he says, she kicked me out. And I don't understand this. I don't understand why he doesn't just say that he's dating someone else.
That's not the problem. The problem is that he cheated on her.
But isn't he not seeing that person that he cheated on her with?
I think that it's more so it seems as though he would have given his marriage another chance if Chloe, that's not her name. What's her name in this?
Rhiannon.
Sure, whatever
they
you
changed
say.
Her name a million times. Well, I guess, okay, that's fair. But I also think if he cheated on her, he really should have just said to Corey, I cheated on her. Like, maybe he didn't want to say that because he didn't want Topanga finding out.
He doesn't
want to
say it because apparently Topanga doesn't know. Topanga doesn't know, and they don't want to say it to Corey because he doesn't want Corey to tell Topanga.
Do they really think that Do they really?
Topanga spent all fucking summer and she doesn't know why her parents broke up. It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, okay, again, hard for me to say. Have not been through this myself. But I just feel like she is bound to find out from somebody. And so you're better off being the ones to tell her. I'm saying from her parents' perspective.
You would think, what was she doing there all summer if she didn't know what was actually going on between her parents?
Yeah. It's all very dumb, but he doesn't say anything. And so then that is when Corey and Sean end up at Rhiannon's house. And again, we have changed actresses. This one, I will say, feels more like Topanga's mom.
Yes. You know who this is?
Yeah, she's from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Marissa Cross.
Yes.
I like this Rhiannon that we got here. This is our second Rhiannon, much better than our first Rhiannon.
I agree with that. And I also think both the way they've dressed her, like in her outfit, and the way they've staged her apartment or house or whatever the heck she's living in, feels very early seasons Topanga, because she even has kind of like a doily, what do you even call this?
She does, a doily vest.
A doily like duster vest?
Duster vest. You know, it's what, remember our teacher Sheik, when we went to elementary school, like all the art teachers were wearing the really long cardigan.
Yes.
It's that, but doily, like with and crochet. It's crochet.
It's crochet and it's sleeveless.
Yes.
She's like watering plants. She has this like kind of like a strawberry blonde-ish wavy hairstyle. So this all fits with Topanga.
Yeah. Let's get back the original Jedediah. We like him best, obviously. Pair him up.
Yes.
This Rhiannon, and then we're set for life.
I think that is the optimal pairing. I agree. So Corey is just like, come on, like what are you doing here? And she's like, you don't understand, people fall out of love. And he's like, I don't believe that. You're angry, my parents get angry, but they remember they love each other, everything's fine. And Rhiannon, being like a mature adult, is like, we're not your parents, like we're in a completely different situation. And
well, tell your daughter that, ma'am. You had the whole entire summer to articulate that to her.
It's fair. But Corey is like basically saying, like, this is all your fault that Topanga doesn't believe in love anymore. And Rhiannon says, if you love each other, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And he says, I want you to be fine. Can you please see your husband? Please see your husband. Please see your husband. And she says, no, like, absolutely not. I will not. No. And Sean's just like, he's not going to back down. This is Corey. Like, you have no idea. I'm like, this fucking guy. Like, Corey is a very bold person. I didn't even say this from the start. First of all, obviously we know it's a stupid idea to go to Pittsburgh and do this in the first place. This is so out of bounds. Like, there is no university should be doing this. Yeah.
To go into these people's business. You're not that close to them. It's not like, I don't think that would be appropriate if Topanga did this to the Matthews, but at least Topanga has some sort of relationship with the Matthews that maybe they would value her opinion. It's extremely inappropriate. But it's Corey. Corey's just going to do what he wants.
Yeah. And Corey is just like, listen, like, I know how much you love each other. He's going to come over here. It's going to be great. And Rhiannon is like, he really wants to see me. You're not just saying that because you think it's right. And he's like, I would never do that. And a lie.
So bad. And Sean's like, fuck, like, why am I here?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. Poor Sean gets just like pulled along for the ride here.
But he agrees to it. He's as guilty as Corey is, to a sense, because
he's there,
just goes along with everything. Mm-hmm.
Then we're back at the new girl's apartment, which I will say, this is kind of funny considering we were like, why don't the three girls hang out more?
I think this is the season where the girls are like together the entire time.
And we probably were thinking of that. Yeah,
I do think so.
The girls are doing their nails and the boys are like, we want this apartment back. We want it now. How do we settle this? And they're like, you know what? We're going to do a cage match. Did this whole wrestling thing work for you?
Terrible. It was stupid.
I hated it because not only was it so cheesy, it felt like, we talked about the Post-it situation before, it felt like they were like, we have an idea for Mankind, a famous wrestler, to be a guest on the show. How can we write a script that will fit that?
Yes.
And that's what he did.
Yeah, totally. It feels like that. It feels like, once again, very Friends-esque, where, you know, the girls and the guys were always competing. They had trivia, they had football and Friends. It felt very reminiscent of that.
Yeah, it did. And it was way less funny because, again, it looked so cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, it was so ridiculous. I will say I love Topanga with her little low pigtails. I thought those were cute. And her platform sandals. Did you see the platforms on those?
I did. I saw them on the other episode as well. And I was just like, you girl are rocking the chunky heels. I do like this outfit. She has her chunky wedges, chunky sandals. Mm-hmm. She has this like cute little two-piece like sweat shorts and sweatshirt. Yes. And like a little cardigan over and the pigtails. Looks adorable.
Yeah, very cute. And this is when like Mankind knocks down their door and they end up having this whole like back and forth battle. It's so freaking stupid. There's like food that they're like shoving. Like, why is there like 20 sandwiches on the counter? Just for the bit, honestly, because who's eating all of these sandwiches?
Nobody.
And then there's like a big bowl of popcorn. Like, this is so stupid. Like, all the girls and like the boys are like, I'm so scared. This is, I cannot with this. It's so dumb. Yeah,
I know. It's nonsense. Let's just move forward.
Yeah, we can move on. The girls win, obviously. And I also really hate how like Angela is like, hey, broken nail, or not Angela, sorry, Rachel. And it's just like, why are you doing this to them? Don't make them be like those girls.
I don't want a broken nail.
Anyway,
so I can relate.
Back to Rhiannon's apartment. Or house, excuse me. Jedediah shows up. And she's like, hi, Jed. And Jen just says, what's up?
What's up with you? I gotta say, this guy is not Jedediah. This guy is Jed. That is a Jed, if I ever saw it.
He looks like a guy who played football in high school.
Yes. Yes,
and Jedediah did not play football in high school.
No.
Yeah.
So I think that it's not even the same. It's not even the same dad. That guy is not ridiculous. A Jedediah.
No. And so he's like, so how are you? She says, I'm okay. And it's just like Corey's just like, talk to her. And Rhiannon says, Corey told me you wanted to see me. And Jed says, he did. He told me the same thing. And he's like, this is like great that you're both here. Huh?
No, it's not great. This is not cute. This is not nice. Nope. You are so out of bounds here.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I don't know, like, do they talk it out together? Like, Jedediah is like, yeah, like, we should be able to talk to each other. We should be able to be in the same room with each other. We have like a really amazing daughter that we have to think of. Mm-hmm. We had a great life together.
Yeah, he says, I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. And Sean is like, wait a minute. Because Corey is like so excited.
Yes.
And Sean's just like, wait a minute, forgive him for what? Like,
yeah, like obviously we knew that there was cheating abounds. Like, I knew, you knew.
Yeah. And Rhiannon says, like, I'm going to try to see if I can forgive you. And like Corey's like, oh my gosh, I did it. And this is when Rhiannon says, I hope you find happiness with Marie. And Sean immediately is like, oh no. Yeah. And Rhiannon says, Marie is the woman he loves now. And like, honestly, like, I really do wish, because to me, this sounds like they're together. And so like, why didn't Jedediah tell Corey that?
I didn't really find it to be that way. I kind of found it as like, you know, you made your bed and you lie with it. Hope you're happy with Marie. And like, maybe he's not even with Marie, but
yeah,
it's like, for me, I was like, you made your decision. You decided to hook up with this rando. Hope you have a good life with her.
Yeah. And so like Jedediah leaves, like he doesn't really have anything more to say. And Rhiannon just says like, you know, stuff happens. And Rhiannon says, please. And Rhiannon is a better person than a lot of us. Cause she's just like, please don't tell Topanga. I don't want her to hate her father.
Yeah.
And like, that's really big of her. I mean, like to not want Topanga to find out, like, she's brokenhearted and she can't even tell her daughter about it because she doesn't want, cause you know, Topanga would definitely hate Jedediah.
Oh, she would like never speak to her father again. Forget about shopping trips in New York.
Yes. With what did he call her? What was the nickname?
Topi,
that's right.
Love Topi, best Topi, nickname Topi. Ever.
Yeah, so stupid.
Topi.
And yeah, that's it. Like, she just leaves, and it's just like Sean says, "What if we don't know anything?" And it's like, yeah, what if you are two like 18-year-olds who know nothing?
Yeah, you two know shit. That's facts.
Yeah, so stupid. So then we're back in the classroom here, and everybody's in class. So we have Topanga and Angela chatting, and Corey and Sean are there. And Sean's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do we do? Sean's just like, I'm just gonna follow your lead. And I'm like, don't, Sean, this is terrible. Never follow Corey's lead. But Topanga asks how their weekend was, and Sean says, oh, we stayed in Philly, local, stayed in town. And Corey's like, we went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Sean says, we needed to find some girders.
Girders?
He's That's like, we needed steel.
Yeah, we needed steel. I love the callback to the steel. We need to find some girders.
Girders. And Topanga is so annoyed when she finds out that he went to talk to her parents. She's like, why would you go there without talking to me first? And she's like, did you go there to fix everything? Is that what you wanted to do, Superman? And Sean is, again, as always, trying to protect Corey. He's like, you know what? He did all this for you. He traveled 100 miles in a Greyhound to try to put them back together for you. And he was brilliant. He made great moves. And he's like, he was good. You were good. And Corey's just like, I wanted to be, but I failed miserably. I don't think your parents are getting back together. Yeah. It's just like, and Topanga says, I don't either. I don't know what happened between them. They were so in love. Do you have any idea what could have happened to them? Here's the thing. Okay, we know Jedediah cheated on Rhiannon. But like,
yes.
I feel like the show completely zigged when it was going to zag, because when we watched the finale of season 6, it very much felt like they just grew apart and they're two different people now, right? Like, they were arguing a lot. They were fighting a lot.
Well, now, yeah, but we don't know why they were fighting. They were probably fighting because, or maybe they were fighting, which led Jedediah to be like, well, fuck this. Like, if I'm not like having a happy life with Rhiannon, then I'm going to go cheat on her. And then maybe he did that. And then she found out. And that was like the last straw.
That's fair. It just feels like they had set up something totally different in season 6. It seems like they were setting up that like they fell out of love and they're just two different people because they were bickering a lot. And to me, it didn't feel like the bickering that happens when like someone cheats on someone else. It feels like the bickering that happens when you just don't want to be with that person anymore and you're trying to hide it.
I guess they had to find a valid reason for why these two people refused to work it out.
They couldn't. I don't think they wanted to go the more ambiguous route of they just fell out of love. They wanted to be more final.
I mean, look how confusing it is for Topanga, right? Yeah. Like she's really confused by it. Maybe they thought that the audience would be confused by it as well. And they needed something a little bit more definitive.
Yeah. And so Corey lies and he says, I don't know. Like, sometimes things just happen. You're right. Everything I believed is wrong. Sometimes love just dies. And Topanga just looks like really sad. And of course, this is when Feeny comes in.
Yeah.
And Sean says, now what? And Corey says, it's over. But Sean is like, Sean is devastated because this is never anything we've heard from Corey before.
Yeah. I mean, Corey's starting to probably believe that love is dead. And he's always been the person that was like, gotta believe in love, gotta keep pushing forward. I believe in us. I believe in our future. And he's never had a moment where he's like, I'm at a loss. Like, it's done.
Yeah. And he's like, because Sean says, you've never said it before. And Corey says, I've never believed it before. Yeah. And like, this is, I think, the first time he's actually like, wow, like, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? What do you think that Topanga is like finally going to be in a position where she has to fight for the relationship?
I mean, I guess so. It really feels like the ball is in her court though. Like to me, it's like the minute she turns around and she's like, okay, I want to get back together. Corey's like, okay, great. Like I don't think there's going to be a ton of a big fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just going to be like, okay, sounds good.
Probably. Tough stuff for Corey.
Yeah. And then we get the redecorating the dorm scene with Jack and Eric, where they're trying to pick out a wallpaper that says they're men.
They're men. No duckies.
No teddy bears.
No teddy bears.
Mankind is trying to help them while holding a Hello Kitty.
Yeah. He doesn't like the Backstreet Boys poster because he thinks the cute one's looking at him too. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. And then there's like a Mr. Socko and there's a bully. It's again, they're like, we got Mankind. Let's use him.
Yeah, we need to see him pick up Eric. That's what we need to see.
Yeah, no one needed to see this.
This is going to be great. The people will love it. Quality content.
Nobody loves this. Nobody loves the stupid physical comedy. It's dumb.
Yeah, some people do. Some people really love it. People falling over and being thrown.
It's dumb. But those were our two episodes.
Yeah.
Not like an especially strong premiere. I think like it's more like dramatic for dramatic's sake, I guess. Yeah. Like we all know Corey and Topanga are going to end up together. It's kind of ridiculous.
Because the show is like 20 years old. So that's why we
knew
it.
We knew it at the time too.
Like, I'm sure we were a little scared.
But back in the day. They're fine. The episodes are fine. Although I will say, like, on the positive side, we are getting more of the three girls together. Hopefully next time it's not a wrestling scene. Mm-hmm.
I think Sean was really funny. He had some like Sean had good moments. Good moments.
We love the recast of Rhiannon. We hate the recast of Jed.
At least we defended Corey for the first time in like five seasons.
We did. I still think, I mean, obviously episode two, we trashed him again because he made dumb decisions. But in the first episode, none of this was his fault. So, props to him for staying away from Topanga for 3 months. Who would have thought that could happen?
I thought it was impossible.
Truly. Next week we're going to be back with two episodes again.
Hooray.
Episodes 3 and 4.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have a great guest.
Yes, we are going to have some fun guests on. Sarah, would you like to announce the guests?
Yeah. I mean, like, I have to confirm, but I'm sure it'll be okay. We should.
Oh, well,
have
then maybe should we not say it? Is it
okay? Oh my, it's a big surprise. Anyway, we're gonna have somebody on. It's gonna be great.
We're gonna have a guest. We have guests lined up for like most of this season, to be honest. So prepare for guest upon guest.
Right.
Can't wait to cover two episodes again next week. Sarah, what else do we have going on?
Yeah, we're starting season 5 of Dawson's Creek. So I'm really excited to do that. Another show that went into their college years. So we're all about college here over at Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. Yeah. High school be gone. We're no longer a kid's show. We're done. Only college co-eds. But aside from that, we also covered Cruel Intentions with Chappelle. So check that out. That should be out by now. That was so much fun. Jess has never seen Cruel Intentions. We have more bonus content due to come out later in the month and spooky season for October. Fun stuff. I was also on community building with Jess and Josh this week over at PSR. Great time. You can find me at Sarah Ferguson. You can find us at Shit 90s Pod on Twitter and Instagram, www.shit90spod.com.
You can find me at Deidre Sterling. I'm also covering Bad Sisters with Deidre over on Post Show Recaps. And of course, also on Community every week, talking on community building with Josh Wiggler. So go check out all of those things. And honestly, give us a little 5-star review if you haven't yet. We always appreciate a kind word or two thrown our way. And just keep listening. Just keep being great. Send us in feedback if you have any. shit90spod@gmail.com or shit90spod.com if you'd like to do so. And we'll be back very soon with more Boy Meets World as we're wrapping up our final season. I can't hardly believe it, but sooner than later, we're going to be done with this show. So we're going to have to enjoy it while we can. We'll be back next week with episodes 3 and 4. Thank you everyone for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.